Welcome to the Boldly Business Podcast brought to you by Sage and Fin24. I'm your host, Zoe Brown. In this podcast, we chat to a range of dynamic entrepreneurs across Mzansi as they speak honestly about their journey to profit. Through the season, we talk mistakes, tips, and lessons to get you closer to the business owner you want to be. Today, we chat to Greg Jansen, owner of the Pura Beverage Company, which manufactures, distributes, markets, and sells Better For You beverages. This Better For You category is based on global consumer market research and trends and represents the evolution of beverages, which is rapidly changing consumer drinking habits across the globe. But let's find out more from the man behind the beverage, Greg. Welcome to the Boldly Business Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm loving your cap. It says, "Live a little purer."
Absolutely. It's you've got to be branded, and it's, you know, for us, it's a way of life. So as I was mentioning to you earlier, you know, living a little purer in essence is about lifting spirits. So, you know, on the way here, what a fantastic morning. So my spirits are already lifted.
And that's what we need. We do need small things in our everyday life that can lift our spirits. And I know that you are the man behind the Pura brand. And today we are discussing the topic, why every small business owner is a jack of all trades. So let's start with you and your business. What inspired you initially to start?
Yeah, great question. So I'm fortunate. I had a great learning and background. I was in the Coca-Cola company, and to work for the number one beverage company in the world was absolutely awe-inspiring. And with that kind of background, you know, you had exposure to kind of global trends and what was really coming through and where the market was going. On a personal note, I'm quite sporty and was looking for myself for something that was a little bit healthier. Not necessarily super healthy, because super healthy was always been expensive in my mind and doesn't taste great. So I was looking for something healthier. When I looked around, couldn't really find much. And I thought, well, you know what, maybe it's just me. So let me do a little bit of consumer research to see if I'm the only crazy person. And surprise, surprise, there's some massive, massive key changes coming through in beverages. And you know, a lot of those are around the move to people wanting to be a little bit healthier. If you think about the move to be a little bit more natural, people wanting cleaner, simple ingredients, the sugar taxes. And, you know, taking a step back, I looked at this and said, well, there's clearly a blue sky opportunity to basically come up with a product that is better for you, but still super tasty and refreshing. And like I said, luckily enough, I've had the background of the industry. So it wasn't too much of a leap to boldly move forward and try something new.
Well, you definitely spot the right gap in the market. I think we're all looking for something healthier. And even though you've got the beverage knowledge and industry background, when you moved on to your own to create the Pura brand, what did you wish you had known before?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. You know, when you're heading up a multinational, you forget that you have a number of people who are experts in everything they do, and they kind of, you know, just get things done without you realizing what they are. So, you know, a couple of the key things is that, you know, I can only say this 27 times, mindset, 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 mindset. You know, there's so many things that you kind of take for granted. And you're talking about being a jack of all trades. I wish I'd known more about IT when I started. I wish I'd known more about company secretarial work, setting up companies. I quickly learned about operations. My financial skills have bloomed substantially. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, when people see a business and they start their own business, I don't think they fully grasp what that word startup really means. And what that really means is that you're starting from nothing. You're going to have to do everything. So back to that word, mindset, mindset, mindset. There's no one to phone and ask, how can I do that? Or how do I do this? And if you have that mindset of, wow, what a phenomenal adventure, I can really figure things out as we move forward, I think you're off to a winning start.
It does sound like a winning recipe, if I can put it that way. How did you get yourself into the right mindset?
Sure. Look, I'm lucky again from a sporting background. You know, you constantly have this kind of continuous discontent. So you want to do better, you want to improve your times, etc. So, you know, if you are that way inclined, I think you're very, very lucky. Other than that, I think you need to sit yourself down, have yourself a hard stare in the mirror and say to yourself, you know, no longer is it necessary or good enough to do my best. I now need to do what it takes. So, you know, there's a lot of kind of just stepping back and reflecting and saying, well, where do I want to go? And I don't necessarily need to know how I'm going to get there, but I need to believe I can actually do it. So probably to sum that up in a nice little phrase, you have to absolutely believe in the art of possibility, which really dictates kind of that's where I'm going to go. Don't know how I'm going to get there. Going to use that positive mindset to figure stuff out and have fun, even when it feels like, you know, I'm standing upside down under a pier, and then just move forward, really.
That's really incredible. I love that outlook on life, that mindset. And I know earlier you just touched on, you know, you wish you had known more about IT and how you've managed to upskill your financial outlook. And when it comes to your own business, these are some of the things you've had to upskill yourself with. How did you, let's talk some physical. For someone that's listening now and thinking of starting their own business, how would you encourage them to upskill themselves before potentially starting the business, or should they learn as they go?
Yeah, so there's a very strong adage to stick to your knitting, and I firmly believe that. I think if you're looking at starting your own business, I highly, highly recommend that you kind of stick to something that you know. It's not necessary, but it certainly makes things a little bit more easier. If you think of certainly in our game, you know, you have that network of people that you know more or less how the industry works. So you've got the bare basics covered. And then from there, you've got to figure out what you don't know, which is what you kind of figure out every single day. But, you know, just in general, I would, you know, look at a couple of strategic articles. There's a number of them on the internet. And depending on what business you're going into, so for us, it's manufacturing. Look at kind of the key competencies that you're going to have to cover. So in our world, you know, there's always going to be something around finance. I mean, that's critical, and cash flow is king. So you need to understand how you need to work that. You've got to set up a company. Again, it's easier than you think. You just do a bit of research and you can certainly set that up. You know, marketing's critical, getting people to believe in your story. So I suppose the biggest thing is to articulate clearly a story of where you want to go and how you want to do that, having done the research. And then it becomes easier to not only convince yourself every day, but also convince other people that you're talking to. I kind of know what you're looking for is, you know, IT, I've got no specific golden ideas or silver bullets to that. You just need to figure out what you need. And I can tell you that I'm now an expert at YouTube videos. They pretty much cover everything in terms of, you know, how you do this on PowerPoint, or, you know, how you find your cursor when it disappears off your laptop. So yeah, if you want a crib note, check out the YouTube videos. They cover a lot of things.
There are amazing how-to videos out there. A little bit of everything.
Absolutely.
Now, Greg, as a business owner, I know everyone wants to be their own boss, but you are, you know, owning your own business. What are some of the pros, would you say?
Look, I mean, firstly, you have a lot more flexibility, but that comes with a double-edged sword, because with that flexibility, you also have an immense responsibility to your staff, to the people who support you, to your stakeholders. So although you've got more flexibility, I find you tend to put in, you know, 10 to 12 hour days, you work on weekends, but certainly that flexibility is great. I think the second thing is, if you're passionate about something, you know, they say that if you enjoy what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. And if you can find something like that, what an immense pleasure. And I certainly have that. I absolutely love what I do every single day. I think the third thing for me is I'm a very firm believer in being able to give back in some shape or form. It's built into the intrinsics of our business. No grand gestures, just something small. And, you know, if you're able now to build that into the culture of your business and find like-minded people, it gives you a great sense of achievement or accomplishment or warmth in the chest to be able to, in some shape or form, be able to be doing your bit to kind of make the world a little bit more better.
A little bit more purer.
Yes, a little bit more pure, correct.
There we go. I love that. And if we had to flip the coin and look at some of the cons, I know you touched on it briefly, like with flexibility comes the responsibility, but what are some of the cons of being a business owner?
Yeah, so definitely the hours. I mean, people think that flexibility means you come and go as you please, but you know, at the end of the day, you actually are putting in a lot more time than you would within a corporate. I think the second thing is that everyone in your organization will take their lead from you. So you can never really have a bad day. You've always got to be full of passion. You've always got to be energetic. You've always got to be driving the direction of the company. So you can never really not show up at work. That's a good thing and it's a bad thing, but it certainly comes down to that mindset. So you absolutely have to have an immense strong belief in what you're doing and a strong mind and belief in the art of possibility. So linked to that, if there are any challenges, well, first of all, you get to make all the good decisions, right? But you know, you also got to make all the bad decisions. At the end of the day, those unpopular decisions, you have to close off and make sure that you embed those so you can move forward. And probably, you know, I say this with jest, but kind of one of the worst days of the month for me is payday, when you know, I hear my phone, you know, like multiple pings, and I know that there's money flying out the accounts, and you know, I get that oh, you know, like you've been kicked in the stomach. But then it's very short-lived. And then I realize, well, you know what? We're making huge strides forward, got a great team on board. And you know, what a pleasure to be working with them. So then it evens itself out. But there's that initial, oof, it's payday again.
I think we all feel that when all the debit orders go off.
Yes.
You're listening to the Bold Leap Business Podcast, brought to you by Sage for Fin24. I am your host, Zoe Brown, a home for dynamic entrepreneurs across Mzansi as they speak honestly about their journey to profit. Now, Greg, your business, it's focused on a global beverage consumption trends. You know, you did the research yourself. You were looking for something healthier. You found out that they are like-minded people looking for something healthier. What has the response been in the South African market towards Pura?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, again, that research has really paid off. And yes, I did some myself. I also commissioned some just to make sure that I wasn't, you know, smoking my socks or something like that. And again, you know, the results are speaking for themselves. We've been very fortunate to be named the hottest beverage for summer 2 years in a row by all the major publications. We won product of the year for 2020 for innovation in the cold beverage category. 2019, we picked up best tasting non-alcoholic beverage. And then last year, also 4 out of our 6 flavors won either double gold or gold. Now, those are the accolades, but ultimately it comes down to the consumer. And, you know, through this research, we have a 92% satisfaction rating, which basically simply means that anyone who tastes our product will either strongly consider purchasing it or will purchase it. And ultimately, the ultimate success factor is, are people buying your product once, and then are they continuing to buy that product? So, you know, our success factor is continually to track our rate of sale in store for store and seeing that grow exponentially. So we're very fortunate to have these amazing consumers that support us.
That is incredible. And congratulations on all those amazing accolades. It's incredible. And I mean, like you said, you've done the research. The product speaks for itself. You've been very open and transparent with what is in your drink. And when it comes to the research, I know you did it initially to start off. Is that something you continuously do to see if the market trends change?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just so pertinent to make sure that you stay atop of what's happening. And, you know, in our business, we say that it's not about selling a product. It's about solving a challenge that a consumer has. And if you can do that, then you'll be successful. So we constantly are making sure that we are, you know, riding the wave of that change of what consumers are looking for. We're extremely lucky because it is a you know, healthier, let's get healthier kind of trend that's happening. And where we're very, very fortunate is COVID has amplified that. I think all of us, you know, during lockdown, not only in SA, but globally, have realized, oh, I need to be a little bit healthier. So yes, we stay on top of it, but we're very fortunate that it seems to be a global phenomenon that's coming across the world.
I'm one of those individuals that realized during lockdown, I need to make some healthy changes to my own life. And I know that during this pandemic, the sale of alcohol was prohibited and yours is a non-alcoholic drink. How did you use this pandemic and that impact it had on your business to looking forward, being able to future-proof your business should something like this happen again regarding a lockdown?
Yeah, so I think there's external and there's internal factors. So certainly, first of all, internally, you need to make sure that you're only spending money on what you absolutely need to spend money on. But saying that, you also need to make sure that what you do spend money on, you're getting a return on investment on. So I suppose what I'm saying, it's okay to spend money, just make sure it delivers, you know, something. And when you are in a small business, it's about spending R1 and getting R10 return for what you're doing. So that's kind of at the base level. Second, internally, it's about keeping that mindset of your people very, very positive, because mental health is a very, very big thing during lockdown. We've seen it across multiple countries. And the way that we've done that is, you know, communicate. We have a weekly staff check-in that's fun, it's engaging. We tell people what's happening, but not only for our own staff, but for our distributors and for our stakeholders as well. So like I said, those are kind of internal focusing mechanisms. I think externally, it's so critical that a business understands its brand and its brand purpose. And, you know, we're very, very fortunate that our brand and our brand purpose, being Live a Little Purer, is tapped into this global movement of people wanting to be healthier. But I think, you know, for any business, advice would be understand what your brand purposes. And, you know, it's my two cents, but I think a lot of these multinationals that have been around for a very long time would find it more difficult to distill exactly what their brand purpose or their brands stand for. So that's certainly, you know, something that I can highly recommend.
That's amazing. It really is. And I agree. I think anyone listening to you right now will definitely take that with them. And I know today's question is why every small business owner is a jack of all trades. Do you feel like you're still a jack of all trades?
I think yes. But again, I think you've got to understand where you want to go. So don't lose sight of that. You've come up with an idea. You know where you want to go. You've done your research and make sure you move for that. You absolutely have to start as a jack of all trades. And I think more than a jack of all trades, you need to become the world's best juggler. You know, you've got to be able to juggle about 50 balls at once. You know, especially with COVID, things just take a lot longer to happen. So you've got to keep these balls circling all the time by not dropping them. And then I think, again, jack of all trades, yes, but also a jack of keeping a positive mindset, because all these challenges, someone needs to see as an opportunity to learn something new. So if you're juggling, learning new things and enjoying doing it, then I think you're off to a very good start.
Most definitely. Well, Greg, thank you for your time. Lastly, where can people get a hold of Pura, stay in touch with you? Do you want to share those social media details with us?
Fantastic. Thank you. So from a contact point of view, we have the normal social media handles. Instagram, Facebook is all Live a Little Pura. Twitter as well, that's Live a Little Pura. Our website is www.livealittlepura.com. And in terms of finding us in stores, We in most major retail stores, Dis-Chem, Clicks, Forecourts, a number of other channels. So please do look out for us. And if you are struggling to find us, please drop us a note on our website or on our Facebook, and we'll make sure that we can direct you to the nearest closest place where you can pick up a Pura soda.
Amazing. Greg, thank you so much for joining us for this episode and showing us how to live a little purer.
Thank you, Zoe. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Bold Leap Business Podcast. Catch us next week with a new episode.